USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. conducting several airstrikes this weekend in Afghanistan. The latest on Sunday targeted suicide bombers in a vehicle. The strike coming just days after a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. Earlier, the U.S. carrying out a drone strike in the country that killed two ISIS members and injured another. The State Department on Saturday urged U.S. citizens and others to leave the airport, citing a specific credible threat.
Threats to our forces and to this operation remain real and significant.
Major General William Hank Taylor says there were no civilian casualties in Saturday's strike. Hurricane Ida blasting the Louisiana coast with the eye of one of the most powerful storms to ever hit the U.S., coming ashore near the barrier island of Grand Isle with violent winds of 150 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden today honored members of the military who were killed in the suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan last week. The president and his wife met with families of the service members killed in the attack at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. They watched as flag-draped cases carrying the remains of 11 service members were loaded into vans. The remains of the final two service members killed in that attack will be transferred in a private event. Meanwhile, evacuation efforts continue at the Kabul airport. France and Britain plan to take emergency action to establish a safe zone.
France and the United Kingdom will propose the creation of a safe zone under UN control in Kabul to protect those trying to flee the country. French President Emmanuel Macron told a French newspaper on Saturday that the countries would make that proposal at an emergency UN meeting on Monday, where the ambassadors from the US, Russia, China, France, and Britain will meet to discuss the humanitarian and security situation in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Set news from Hollywood. Ed Asner, known for his role on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, has died at the age of 91. He won 7 Emmy Awards. Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest level in quite some time. Demand starting to fall off.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The United States starting to distribute aid to Haiti after an earthquake earlier this month killed over 2,000 people and injured more than 12,000. The airlift's expected to take several weeks. Tarps, food, and other supplies are being distributed to areas that were hardest hit in southern Haiti. 130,000 homes were destroyed, in addition to 59 health facilities. 650,000 people said to be in need of assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.